January 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal Father, the eternal now. There are two things I need from this country in order to reverse the evils in which she now finds herself. One is reparation. The other is repentance. These two go together. Reparation repairs my paternal heart and the united hearts of Jesus and Mary injured by the grave sin of abortion. This is accomplished through prayer and sacrifice. I have been calling you to this for decades through these messages. The other most important action the heart of this nation must take is repentance. Repentance is the reversal of sinful ways and a complete surrender to my mercy. It is sorrow for sins just as reparation is. It is recognition of the soul's path to perdition he now travels, and a desire to pursue the path of righteousness. This needs to be accomplished in the hearts of all those who participated in or supported abortion in any way. Evil has its grip on the soul of this nation. Underhanded ambition is now in charge. Good must unite and pursue the victory that is needed and hoped for. It is by each one's efforts this can happen. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 14. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.